Welcome to Phoenix Rising with Dr. Z. This podcast is all about conversations about healing and rising from the ashes of your grief and trauma. In this podcast, we will be deconstructing and highlighting the different aspects of grief and loss. I'm your host, Dr. Christina Zampatella. Hi, welcome to Phoenix Rising with Dr. Z. I'm your host, Dr. Christina Zampatella. Thank you for joining me today. I am here with Chrissy Aguilera. I want to talk a little bit about coaching and life coaching. And Chrissy is an official life coach, a trained life coach. And we're going to talk a little bit about what the difference is between coaching and therapy. And we're going to talk a little bit about your training and how that can be used for grief and trauma, and what might be some opportunities for people who are struggling to be able to turn to you for help in a different way than therapy. So does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about your background and about your training as a life coach.
So I've done a few life training or life coaching trainings. One is wellness. I went to the Institute of Integrative Nutrition, and you know, I truly feel that holistically, you know, what we put in and on our bodies is very important to how we feel. I do feel like food is mood, and a lot of the times we can get out of funky moods by, you know, holistically consuming better food. We can also think better thoughts. We can also just meditate. That's all part of holistic wellness. I also did the Jay Shetty certification program, which I absolutely loved. That was life-changing for me. I absolutely love the program. I felt like they did a beautiful job with, you know, getting us to really look inside and healing us while we were going through the program.
So it had you do a lot of self-exploration and a lot of turning inward, so you would know what it would be like to walk next to somebody who was trying to figure out their own process as well.
Yes.
So if you could walk the walk, you could help them walk their walk.
Absolutely. Okay. Yes. I feel like it was a beautiful way to really understand the program, because we walked through it while we were learning.
What were you learning? Like, what were they having you do?
So we just learned about mind, body, spirit. We talked a lot about, we coached each other a lot. We coached other people. We had forums where we would train and coach. We had lots of live feedback. We had we would meet with other budding coaches, and we would, you know, give each other feedback. We would coach each other. And we just kind of grew and explored while we learned.
So we talk about growing and exploring and giving each other feedback, and it feels very like a therapy-ish, but it's different than therapy. I know it's different than therapy. So how is coaching different than therapy?
Coaching is different from therapy because you take where you are presently and look into the future. It's always forward movement towards your goals. We really don't touch, I mean, things may come up in our sessions where you kind of have to explain why you're feeling a certain way or why you feel stuck at a certain point. You know, you're kind of there, you mention it, but then we talk about, you know, how can we move forward from that? We don't really talk about like all our emotions or try to get really deep into that, because that's not what we're trained to do. Okay. That's therapy.
Okay, got you.
We take where you are at that specific moment in time and then move forward towards your goals.
So I think what I'm hearing you say, if I got this right, is that it's not like you're going back into your past and trying to figure out why, because you didn't, you know, you didn't have a good childhood. Now you are unable to take very good care of yourself. And, you know, your attachment to other people is compromised because, you know, maybe you were abused as a child. So now here you are unable to make sure that you're a priority. And you know, you're not getting into all that.
No.
You're getting into the, I really want to take better care of myself. Okay, what do you need to do to take better care of yourself? Well, I mean, I guess I need to find time. Well, what's getting in the way of you finding time? Well, I don't know. I'm just really busy. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so it's, okay, well, you're really busy. Well, what can we do to get you to be less busy? What are the barriers to that, step by step? So it's more like problem solving?
Problem solving, goal setting, auditing, life auditing, blocks in the in their life, facing what they're not saying. Sometimes people are completely unaware of what's really blocking them. Mm. And sometimes when it comes up, it's like, well, that's not true. Like, that's not a true story for me anymore. So they kind of unpack everything, and nobody's ever actually asked them about those things. So they put their own cards out and they're like, okay, well, that's not true. This is true, but why is that getting in the way?
Gotcha. Okay.
So then you identify what's blocking them, and then you make goals to move them forward. Everything's about forward movement.
I want you to be my life coach,
because
I got a whole bunch of ideas. So tell me a little bit about how can life coaching help somebody who is grieving and who maybe is struggling with trauma, since that's so so often very therapy related. You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. we're really looking at grief and loss and trauma. It affects the attachment system. So if we're looking at the attachment system, that's like, how do you weave in coaching, for that?
Okay, so first of all, you have to make sure that mentally somebody is stable.
Okay.
That is we have to make sure that they can move forward. Sometimes people are so stuck that they just can't. So therapy would be a better option for them.
Okay.
But if you have somebody who is mentally sound and can create goals and move forward, we would talk about their goals. And we would set little goals, even baby steps. Small movements is still forward movement. So sometimes it may only be, okay, well, I'm going to get up 10 minutes earlier.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And do 10 minutes of stretching, because that's going to help set the vibe for the day.
So self-care, like maybe somebody in their grieving process is not coping well, and one of the things they need to do in order to heal is that they've got to figure out how to take better care of themselves.
Absolutely.
So you could sit down and say, okay, wait a minute, let's talk about how, like you just said, you can wake up 10 minutes earlier in order to take better care of yourself. Because I could do that in therapy, right? But, you know, I can't, I can do that in therapy, but there's a limitation there in therapy. I might go to a different direction and trying to figure out what would be getting in the way, and then I would go back and say, okay, well, what's always gotten in the way of you being able to take care of yourself, and where did you learn that you're not a priority? And so now I'm going down the path of where did you learn that? Where did you learn not to take care of that? That's not where you're going. You just go, nope, what's gotten in the way of you being able to take care of yourself this time?
Yep. It's all about goal setting.
Okay.
Goal setting. We don't dive into those things that are obviously therapy. As far as grief is concerned, you know, it's incredibly difficult, especially in the beginning when somebody has gone through something traumatic, they've lost a loved one. It's incredibly hard to get out of bed. So even getting out of bed 10 minutes early to do something they truly enjoy, whether it's, you know, a cup of coffee or, you know, tea, reading a book, doing, you know, 10 minutes of meditation, that can help somebody just bring a little bit of joy into their life. And then, therefore, we can just start building small habits on top of each other to have more forward movement. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, don't worry about it. That's a good thing about a podcast, if we get to fuck everything up and say whatever we want.
Okay, great.
Because I've been doing that most of the day. So if, so how can you work, you know, hand in hand with a grief therapist, or as my friend Nikki was just calling us, death doctors. That's nice. how could you work hand in hand with a death doctor?
Working hand in hand with a death doctor. That's
isn't that terrible, but funny
terrible.
Still?
That's terrible.
I know.
So as long as the therapist feels comfortable that their patient is ready to move forward with their life, I feel like we could set goals, healthy goals for them, really talk about like what they need to do, find the joy in their life. That's super important. I mean, I've gone through that all, you know what I mean? You just have to set goals and just try to do them.
Yeah. So one of the things that we talk about as a grief therapist is the process. Obviously you hear the grieving process over and over again. So the grieving process. And so if we look at it from, okay, here is the acute grieving process. It's shortly after a loss. You've got all the intense feelings, the emotions, the cognitive impact, the emotional impact, the interpersonal, spiritual impact. And that's really severe. And then you kind of move into like this limbo place of you're no longer in that acute grieving process, but you really quite have not reconsidered or reintegrated that loss into the narrative of your life. And then you finally reintegrate. And in that reintegration, I think this is where you probably would come in. In that reintegration, you've got A, accepting the reality of the loss and its implications. B, having bittersweet memories of the ones that you love. Three, having a continued bond. Three, figuring out who you are. And four, redefining your life goals. And then when you get through all of that, you know, you have that opportunity to say, hey, Chrissy, how do I turn to you to help my client redefine his or her, their life goals? I feel like that would be the place where I'd be like, yeah, I'd be talking to my client and saying, oh yeah, you want to go back to school and all of that other stuff. That would be great. And you, maybe I would turn to you and say, hey, can you help me help this person, help themselves in trying to figure out how they want to move forward in their life goals? Cause like, I could do that in therapy, but if I don't have to, then why not just turn to somebody who's more of the expert of being able to walk next to them in that? Is that an example?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like when a therapist, get somebody to a point where they're like, okay, I'm ready to, you know, start my life, live my life. I know it's going to be different, but I'm ready to take it on. That's exactly where a life coach would come in. So we would go in, we would talk about what their life is like, what they would like their life to be like. And that's what we work on.
Okay. Yeah. That's a cool place. Now, it's good for me to even like conceptualize, where you would come in the process. You know what I mean? So that way it can be communicated to my listeners and my viewers of like, this is, you know, hey, we dovetail, you know, we don't overlap. You're very aware that there is an area of clinical competency level of not, you know, you don't have to go there. And then there's places where as a therapist, I shouldn't be going either, because there's other things I could be doing when I've got an expert in the field who's able to do the other parts, and I can focus on the other aspects of why, you know, I got little things hanging out everywhere over here. You know, why do they need to get to where they're going, and how come they're not able to get there, and get into that more problem solving mode. There are certain therapists that are like, they're called more solution focused therapists and cognitive behavioral therapists. And they tend to get into a lot of, you know, obviously solution focused. They tend to get into a lot of problem solving, looking at irrational thinking patterns and, you know, the struggles that people have in being able to move forward in their lives. I don't operate like that. That's just not the way my brain works. Just not the way therapy works for me. And in grief therapy, you're really not encouraged to use that approach in using, in working with grief, because grief is not a problem. You know what I mean? There's nothing that has to be fixed in grief. So if we're looking, for me, if you're looking at cognitive behavioral therapy, you're acting as if there's some irrational, belief system, irrational thinking pattern. What's the other word they use for it? Not only maladaptive thinking. There's nothing maladaptive here. They're adapting. It sucks. 10 to 15% of people won't get through grief very well, you know? And so when you start thinking about that, you start thinking about, well, I don't want to pathologize people by, you know, trying to say to them, well, where you start challenging their grieving process when all I need to do is facilitate it, you know, I don't have to challenge it. So I know that when I present and I teach, that is one of the things that I talk about is like, this is not a maladaptive process until it becomes maladaptive. And then that's different. That's the kind of person that needs to get into therapy with somebody who has the skill set to walk them through what we call prolonged grief, where they're really stuck. How about trauma? Where does trauma come in?
Trauma, I mean, you know, you definitely still, even with life coaching, you want to make sure that they are stable. You know what I mean? I feel like anybody who is willing to be vulnerable and open and really commit to their personal goals and personal, let's just call it a personal commitment. Okay. Like that is what you're going to do, who you're going to be, what you're going to focus on. And that is the only thing that really matters in life. Even if you go through trauma, you can still set goals. You can still be better than you were. You can still not allow that trauma or grief to shape your life and keep you in the victim mentality.
Like consume you.
Yeah.
So how can you find a way to allow it, instead of being in pain, to have your pain? Is something I said earlier today in one of my earlier podcasts. It's okay. Like, how do you go from being, not even a question for you, but thinking about how your process can help an individual who is grieving or is traumatized, what can they do in order to like gain control over their lives again? Because it feels so out of control when you're traumatized. So I think that might be also a place where you start thinking about, like you said, is the person stable enough? Is the person got enough coping skills? Because isn't that a place where you could come in too? If I'm working with somebody and I'm like, your coping skills just aren't in place. Hey, I've got this person that that can help you develop coping skills so we can continue to explore, you know, the trauma, versus me sitting down and saying, okay, let's talk about eating. Let's talk about sleeping. Let's talk about, because I can do all of that. But wouldn't it be great for me to be able to say, I've got a person who specializes in helping make sure those things are in place. And then that way, you know, able to take care of that part, and I'm able to take care of this part, and we can collaborate care.
I think the coping skills, I feel like a therapist would be better suited for that.
Okay, so good. No, I'm glad you're challenging me on that. Yeah. Okay, so.
Just because we take, we don't teach people how to do anything.
Oh,
yeah. They have all of the answers in their own heart and their head. That is, they have all the answers. We're just there to facilitate their growth, to help them move forward, to help them challenge themselves for the story that they've been telling themselves for a million years. And it's not up to us to teach them anything. It's up to us to allow them to bring the answers to the surface.
Well, I'm so glad I said that then, because I had a completely, now I get it. So, see, I learned something new today. That's cool. Okay, so it's not even so much about that.
No, it's taking where you are in the present, as long as you're stable.
Right.
Taking where you are in the present and moving forward towards your goals.
How do you know if someone's stable?
I would ask you, to make sure they tell me that they're stable.
She's stable. I don't know. I'm not even stable.
Because, I mean, people can present well, but yeah. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're okay. Stable. Yeah.
So you mean stable by, like just being able to navigate, let me try to think here. Like, when your emotions get too, activated, how do you handle getting, really activated? Well, this person is jumping all over the place. They're having panic attacks, but they're not ready. Or if this person is going into a depression, or they're just they're laying on the couch watching Shark Tank all day.
Right.
love that show. I don't so understand. Good. Don't understand why.
Yeah.
Probably not ready.
Probably not ready. So, we just want to make sure that they are able to move forward, okay. That they can really take a good look at their lives and be truthful with themselves, and they can actually take the leap of faith in their own hearts to move forward, okay. To really, create the life that they want. That's what I'm all about. It's like, dream big. Figure out what you want to do, and then let's get you there. Mm-hmm. So I'm the person that is going to walk next to you on whatever path you take. I'm going to be right there next to you, and I'm going to say, are you sure that's what you want to do? Oh, yeah, no, I think it's definitely, I'm like, all right, well, what's going to happen if
so
we
you're
go
like
that
a
way?
Guardrail.
Yeah, I'm kind of like,
bump me out. Okay, so you sure?
I'm like, are you sure you want to go that way? Let's mm-hmm. explore this a little more. Okay. What's going to be the benefit of going that way instead of going this way?
Oh, so evaluating your potential choices, before you even get there.
Yeah, challenging.
Okay. Challenging.
Yep. Challenging.
Okay.
Just putting everything out on the table, looking at all the choices. And then they're like, nope, this is where I want to go. All right, well, that's the way we're going to go.
So not teaching skills. I think that's... not only me did I have that wrong, but I think a lot of people probably have that wrong, because I think you and I were talking before we even get started. You and I were talking about how do we, there's certain people who say they're life coaches because somebody, they said, whatever, somebody came to them and said, oh, you're really good at giving me answers, and you always give me really good advice. And you're like, you know what? I can be a life coach. And maybe you take a weekend course, and now all of a sudden you're a life coach. And you're saying, no, that's not what you do.
No, that's not what it is. Yeah, I mean, for the longest time in my previous business, all I did was talk to people, and so many people said, oh, you should be a life coach. You should be a life coach. And then I went through the training. I was like, oh my gosh, I literally that was not life coaching. That was giving advice, and we don't give advice.
How long was your training?
It took a year.
It takes a year.
Yeah.
See, people don't know that.
Well, you can go to a weekend retreat, just like you said.
Oh, I can.
Or you can go somewhere reputable, and I chose that path.
And that is greatly appreciated.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and then what, was this an every weekend thing? Was this a,
Yeah, so, it's been so long, I don't even remember, but it took, we had modules,
okay.
And we had, homework, and we did all kinds of stuff. Yeah, we had lots of coaching sessions, supervised, unsupervised.
Wow. Yeah. That's really cool.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Rising with Dr. Z. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it, subscribe, and leave a rating or review wherever you get your podcasts. We want to be a resource for anyone who is experiencing loss, and this is a simple way you can help us spread the word. Check out our show description. There you'll find a link to connect with me on social media, as well as helpful articles and resources.